know, all the pink wristbands and shoes in the world, they don't make up for being inherently stupid and insensitive, right, NFL? America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
This is America Weekend with Ed Kalegi.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalegi. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Our guest this hour is actor Donald Logue. Donald currently stars in the Fox TV show Gotham as Harvey Bullock. Donald has been in a slew of TV shows and films over the years. He's got like an 8 or 9 page long IMDb. And we will talk with Donald Logue. Then it will be this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard, followed by What Happens When You Go for Gas, full-serve gas, and you tell the attendant how much you want, and he gives you almost twice as much as you wanted. Is it a communication issue, or is it a scam? We'll talk about it, and we'll find out. Then it will be our West Coast correspondent, Lloyd Lindsay Young. That's right, Lloyd has joined us before here on the show, one of America's preeminent weather personalities since the 1980s. Lloyd will now join us periodically and we'll talk about all things everything. Lloyd is now our official West Coast correspondent. What's going on out there on the left coast? We'll find out and we will chat with Lloyd. We start things off this hour with yet another example of how stupid the NFL can be, how insensitive the NFL can be, and they think they can do a little window dressing here and there and it's okay. Once again, the NFL proves itself to be completely insensitive when it comes to domestic violence. Violence of men inflicted upon women, men who happen to be employed by NFL teams. This time it's Josh Brown, the former place kicker of the New York Giants. Turns out that everybody kind of knew what Josh Brown was all about, that he had inflicted physical, verbal, and emotional abuse upon his wife, the wife that is now divorcing him. But everything is just fine in NFL land, because you know what? If it's just words, it doesn't matter. Do you remember Ray Rice? He got slapped on the wrist, suspended for a couple of games, until we found a video of Ray Rice striking his soon-to-be wife in an elevator in Atlantic City, and all of a sudden he got himself suspended, and properly so. It turns out Josh Brown has been fired from his off-season job as an intern at some real estate brokerage known as JLL. They said, don't come back for year number 3. First of all, wait a minute. You're an NFL place kicker. You're making tons of money, and you're schlocking around selling real estate in the winter months, really, into the early spring? That's what you want to do? That brings a few questions into my mind as well. But anyway, the story is now that everybody kind of knew what was going on with this Josh Brown situation. And so we're going to look the other way. We're going to re-sign him, bring him back. The Giants, oh, we know what we're doing. Don't worry about it. You know, nobody's really talking about this. Well, now everybody is talking about it, and they had to put him on some list. They're pretty much the NFL's equivalents to the double secret probation list that he's not going to be able to perform for the Giants, but he's still technically employed by the New York Football Giants. So you get the homina, homina, homina out of the NFL, and you get the homina, homina, homina out of the New York Giants. The New York Giants or a team that pretend that they're above all this. We're football royalty. We're the New York Football Giants. The NFL thinks they can play it both ways because every October, everyone dresses in pink. They have their neon pink wristbands and their gloves, and they have their shoes, and their face masks are now pink because we care about breast cancer and we care about women. If they do care about it, that's a terrific thing. That's a wonderful cause to bring awareness to. But if it's the NFL's way of saying, yeah, we care for women, but then on the other side, oh, we're going to look the other way when it comes to that nasty little domestic violence thing. That's just a family issue. You'll take care of it on your own. No, the NFL has a big image problem here. And they've always had a big image problem here on these things. And if you are going to go and spend tons of money to go to an NFL game with your kids or even for yourself, think twice about the hypocrisy that you are deciding to support. Because all of the wristbands and pink hats and gloves and sneakers all through October don't make up for looking the other way even one time when one of your players takes a hand to a woman. Wake up, NFL. You wonder why your TV ratings are down? Because the world is starting to evolve and realizing what you really stand for. Stay with us. Donald Logue is next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
What's more addictive than cigarettes, alcohol, and coffee? Technology.
A recent survey shows only 3% of people on vacation didn't check their email. Stuart Hughes, writing for the BBC, talks about his digital detox. It wasn't by choice. On vacation, deep in the woods in Canada, he found himself unable to get internet service.
3 long days later, he made a startling discovery. He says, as the virtual world receded, the real world in front of me came into sharper focus.
He created timeless memories. He lived moments personally and privately. Now he plans to make this an annual event.
Could you use a digital detox? It may help you reach big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Think Green.
Harrison with you. A surprising cash cow now lies in a surgical procedure some doctors are employing to treat hyperactivity in children. There's been some evidence that hyperactivity could be caused by a lack of sleep from apnea or a sleep disorder. So doctors are pushing tonsillectomies, or the removal of a child's tonsils, as treatment for attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, or ADHD. They say boys with ADHD snore more than other children, and that the tired body may overcompensate by becoming hyperactive. Some 50% of tonsillectomies are done because enlarged tonsils interfere with a child's breathing. But in these scenarios, what's left out is that sleep apnea or other disorders are often caused by obesity. And throat surgery for profit over dealing with a child's diet may not be in the best interest of any child. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.